You're listening to the 5 Leadership Questions podcast, brought to you by Ministry Grid. Ministry Grid is an online church leadership and volunteer training platform offering a library of thousands of videos and a suite of powerful admin tools to provide practical training for every area of ministry in your church. Find out more and get a free 30-day trial at ministrygrid.com/howitworks. Welcome to the 5 Leadership Questions podcast. I'm your host, Barnabas Piper. I'm here with Todd Adkins, my co-host. And today we are talking about podcasting. So not only are we doing podcasting, we're talking about it. And we have Jonathan Howe here. Welcome, Jonathan.
Hey, man. How's it going? It's kind of meta. We're podcasting about podcasting.
That's right. About podcasting. So Jonathan is, he is the co-host, and let's call him the executive producer as well.
I'm everything.
He's the podcast guru for two podcasts, one of which is Rainer on Leadership. So that's Tom Rainer. He's the president of Lifeway. It's an excellent leadership podcast, especially for pastors. Jonathan was sort of the Kickstarter of that, hosts it, gets it up and running, and it's an fantastic podcast. The other one is a relatively recently started one, and it's called the SBC This Week. So tell us about that one, because that's new enough that I don't know anything about it.
It's a news and views podcast. We basically just cover news items that go on in a Southern Baptist convention. It's a very niche podcast.
Well, being very Lifeway, we are deeply invested in the Southern Baptist Convention, and so that's one that allows us to speak into that and
it gives us a voice
abreast of things.
And informed, and also just cover some issues that other people may not see in the SBC, or just highlight some voices that people may not hear at times. We try to get a lot of diverse guests on, a lot of women, a lot of minorities as well. So try to
things that aren't usually associated with the SBC.
Exactly.
Who's your co-host for that?
Amy Whitfield.
Amy Whitfield.
I thought SBC was Seattle's best coffee.
What's that?
SBC. I thought
comedy is hard, Todd.
It is really hard. That's why I don't do a comedy podcast anymore.
We should just
on leadership.
Allow awkward pauses after Todd makes jokes.
Just go for it, podcast people.
All right. Well, hard left turn. We'll just jump into our 5 questions here. The first one, this is about as open-ended as it comes, is why should someone start a podcast? So for listeners who are thinking about doing this, they've seen the rise and boom of podcasts.
Yeah.
Why start one?
Well, there's two ways you can look at this. If you've already got a blog and a platform, it's an extension. Mm-hmm. So it gives you a chance to take...
Is that kind of what you did with Rainer?
That's what we did with Dr. Rainer. We were going with the blog for about 2.5 years before we started the podcast. And that's been going on now for about 2.5 years. So we're coming up on 5 years of doing different things with him. And we've learned a lot along the ways, but the podcast was able to extend the brand and basically give you chances to talk more about what you can talk about in a blog. Because sometimes just, saying it verbally versus writing it, you can talk a little bit different. You can just give more information and get into things that you couldn't get into in 600 to 800 words.
Right.
So that's a good way to do it if you've already got a blog, already got a place online. Or if you don't, instead of blogging, if writing's just not your thing and it's more you're more of an audio communicator, then podcasting's an easy way to get going. So you can use podcasting as a way to blog in an audio form. So if you already have a platform, it's a great extension. If you don't have a platform, it's a great way to build one if you can't write or if you don't want to write.
Yeah, I think podcasts work really, really well also for expanding an audience too, because there are people who are...
Yeah,
they're auditory learners. They will not sit down and read even a 500-word blog post, but they'll listen to a 30-minute podcast or a 15-minute. Some people listen to 2-hour podcasts.
Yeah.
There are some out there that are really long.
That history one you've told me about.
Yeah, Hardcore History with Dan Carlin. I mean, it's like 3 hours per episode.
For me, it's an easier way for me to convey information about leadership development, because it would take me twice as long or more to write it. And to make sure that it was written well, edited well, all that, as it is to just talk about whatever subject it is.
Convenience does help.
Well, if it's something that's sort of your heartbeat, your rhythm, like this is what you do, talking about it comes really easily. So Todd never has a problem coming in here and talking about leadership, because that's just who you are and what you do. So let's kind of focus in this question a little bit. What should people be thinking about? So if they're asking, I'd like to start a podcast, what should I be thinking about? What are some of the things that they need to have in place? Kind of like you mentioned, if they already have a blog, that kind of thing. But just I mean, anybody can start a podcast. There's no rules.
Doesn't mean everybody should.
Right.
So one of the questions we need to ask is
that's kind of why not
to start a podcast.
Yeah. Why not to? What do you filter to say I really ought to try this? Maybe give some of the just the points to consider. So if you're this kind of person, it'd be good.
For one, a podcast shouldn't be a rant. It shouldn't be
unless it's the happy rant.
Yes,
which is the other podcast I co-host. So sales pitch there,
but it's not a rant. You guys don't get on there and really rant. You say you rant, but you don't.
No, we don't.
A podcast, like a blog, should not be a place where you can go on and just throw all your unfiltered thoughts about everything or anything to the world and just, you know, be crazy online. That's not what it's for. Podcasts, you need to think about it as a way to inform and educate and entertain. Just like anything else you would do if you wrote something or did videos or anything like that. It needs to inform, educate, or entertain. And if they don't meet one of those criteria, then don't start a podcast.
And I think you need to have there needs to be a uniqueness to your voice.
Yes.
And again, so this is just the spoken version of the same filters we'd say about writing. So
uh-huh.
If you're going to start a blog, you need to have a unique voice. You need to have an ability and a take on something that people will want to read, and podcasts are just the verbal version
of
that.
The other piece is just to be ready that, you know, just like when you're a pastor, Sunday's coming. It comes every week, mm-hmm. and so does your podcast.
Yes.
And
yes.
if you
it should
produce, well, it should.
If you want to do it well.
That's probably consistency is key.
One of the formats that we should talk about in a minute, but it's always there. So we do two a week. And, you know, so we're always thinking about that. We're always making sure that we have them in the queue.
And if you go about two or three days without thinking about it, it sneaks up on you and you go, oh, goodness, yes. we don't have something for Friday. Yeah. I mean, they come really fast. And so, yeah, I think you should start it if you have a wealth of content or you know that you can develop it.
I think the other thing is it's difficult to start one unless you're already doing something else in that space.
Yes.
Don't start a podcast to become popular in a space.
Right. It needs to be something you're passionate
about.
An extension of what you're already doing.
Will not produce the results that you want.
Yeah.
All right. So we've talked about sort of some things to think through before you start, some filters there. Our second question is just what are some of the formats that people can be thinking about? So different styles of podcasts. So if you're thinking about starting, but you go, oh, I don't mind long form, short form. What am I doing here? What are some of those main formats for people to think through?
Yeah, well, timing is a key. You know, do you want to go long? Do you want to go short? Mm-hmm. I think, you know, you guys and the podcast I run, we try to keep them around half an hour or less. That's kind of one of the keys there, just because it makes it easier to consume. So you got to think about the audience on the other end. How can they consume the podcast? If it's an hour and a half, 2 hours, you know, we were talking about the hardcore history. You really got to be hardcore into history to listen to that for 2 or 3 hours.
The assumption there is that's 10 commutes.
Yeah.
You know, something like that.
I was going to say the average commute time is supposedly 28 minutes. So if you're looking for that, there you go. Sometimes you'll see people like me sitting in the parking lot outside. You're like, what is that person
doing? The podcast.
Yeah. I'm finishing up the podcast.
Yeah, 34 minutes on a 28 minute commute. That's right.
Yeah, exactly. So you got to think about that. And then also the style of the podcast. Is it going to be just a monologue, which I would tend to push people away from, because not everybody can hold an audience for 28 minutes by themselves.
Very few people. Very hard.
I would venture to say the only monologue podcasts that really, really work are sermons, which are not podcasts.
No, they're not. They're just the audio that you're just dropping into.
They're shared audio of something else. Or something like Dan Carlin's Hardcore History, where the content captures you, not the delivery. Because listening to one voice for longer than about 5 minutes is just not that enjoyable.
Yeah, sometimes listening to more than one voice for longer than 5 minutes is not enjoyable. But what you guys do here at the interview style, but it's also very conversational. So you've got a guest on. But one of the problems with interview podcasts, if you are straight interviews, is securing guests.
It's a lot of work to get those scheduled.
It is. And also your listens or your downloads, whatever you want to call them, views. It's not really views, but listens, downloads, whatever. It depends on who the guest is.
So you see spikes.
The strength of your podcast depends on the strength of your guest. So if you've got guests on there talking about, you know, very important topics that nobody's ever heard of, the guest, they're not going to listen to them because they don't give that guest any credibility.
And if you're going for a more conversational style like we are, you want guests who who are fun to talk to.
Yeah.
It is.
That's why I'm here today.
Exactly. We brought you in because you're fun. It's really hard to interview somebody who gives you four word answers and is just sort of dry. They might be an expert. They might be a genius at something. They're just not a very good talker.
Yeah.
So you run into that with interview. I would say another format is, since we do two episodes a week, you can kind of see both. We do one that's sort of an interview style and the other that's just more of a conversation on a topic. Yeah. And so that's
kind of what we do with both SBC this weekend, right. Rainer.
That's your typical with Rainer, and you bring in the occasional guest where you pick a theme, you pick a topic, and you talk through it. That's what we do on the Happy Rant. We just have three regular hosts and just talk about things. And that, again, that has to be an extension of something you're already doing. So people want to hear your voice on that subject. Yeah. Otherwise you're just making noise.
And if you have multiple people, I mean, you know, of course, pushing it, participating it, there's going to be some days where somebody's on and somebody's not so on. There's going to be days when somebody, you know, flew in late last night and got up really early this morning.
When we first started this podcast, Todd had a wicked back injury and was drugged out of his mind.
Medicated.
And so if you go back and listen, you'll notice episodes where Todd sort of slurs his words or doesn't say anything for 15 minutes at a time. That's the advantage to having multiple voices because somebody, me, could carry Todd's weight for him for those few episodes. Let's jump into our third question, and that is, so we just kind of talked through the different formats, the different styles. How should somebody choose which is right for them? So not just the list of what they are, but they go, how do they match their skill set, their platform up with a style and go from there?
I think learning, listening.
Yeah.
You before you even start, man, invest a lot of time up front because there's, you know, my personality and Barnabas's personality are both, and I don't know Jonathan well enough to know this or not, but if you tell me you're Myers-Briggs, I
can't remember what it is.
It's important. But, you know, we would have a tendency to be the activators, to just go ahead and start and figure it out as we start. But I think experience has taught us both. It's really important to take a step back and really look at the landscape, learn from other people who have already made mistakes. The best way to learn is learn from your own mistakes, of course, but learn from the others before you make your own mistakes. You will make some, but it's best to go ahead and learn from those. And like we said, listen to other podcasts, recognize, count the cost, you know, don't start building it until you've already counted the cost.
Yeah. When we launched Rainer on Leadership, I came up with the idea. Well, we had the idea. It was kind of stewing and marinating for a while. But February of 2013 is kind of when we really decided, all right, let's do this. And we didn't launch till the end of April. So, I mean, it was a good 10 weeks or so, 8-10 weeks before we really got everything together and got all the infrastructure in place and you know, the technical side, the idea, the show format, all that. It took a good 2 months of learning and me just really diving in hard, because at that time, this was before Serial, before all the big podcasts, before ESPN started putting all their shows on podcasts.
Yeah, it was like NPR and then a handful of just others that were sort of the big ones, and it wasn't what it is now.
But in the Christian space, everything was sermon.
Sermon, yep.
Everything. And now we've seen a lot of leadership podcasts come in. Andy Stanley's got one, Kerry Newhoff, you guys. I mean, there are a lot of different Christian podcasts now than there were 2 years ago.
Which is awesome.
Which is great. I really like it, and I wish iTunes would break that out and from preaching and leadership. Oh. But, you know, it took us 10 weeks or so to really to get things squared away and to get things going. And then, because we didn't have anybody really to learn from then. But it kind of, you know, we took some of the secular podcasts and just some format ideas and really just decided, you know, what would our audience like? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where we went. And you know, we really haven't changed too much since the beginning. That's one of the things that I've been surprised at is the format of the podcast, for the most part, has not changed in 2.5 years. The only thing we've done is add a second sponsor.
And I think you mentioned change. I think change is really important, because if you try something, the nice thing about podcasts is, once you get them set up, you can change. So if you're trying to do something with two voices and it's just kind of flat, bring in a third person.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what you did with the Happy Rant. It was just you and
it was me.
You and Steven.
Steven and I kind of, we just sort of like muddled along for a little while, and then we went from video to audio and brought in Ted Cluck, and that really helped all three of us do better. And I mean, you mentioned it took you about 10 weeks to get started. It took us probably double that, but that's because we were doing interview stuff. And again, if you want to bank a series of interviews, you can't do five a week. Mm-hmm. You know, it's especially if you have a full-time job and it's not just producing podcasts. So you do one or two a week, and maybe you go to an event and get three or four. So you want to bank a few episodes. It takes four months to get ready to launch.
And you have to recognize that there's going to be, we banked, I don't know, 18 or 20. And then there's some that we go back and we listen to, and we're like, we're not going to ever release those.
We wasted that 30 minutes.
Wasted that 30 minutes of time.
Well, sometimes it was like you mentioned earlier, riding a bike, and you start off kind of wobbly. We were really wobbly when we did our first three or four recordings.
Oh, it takes time.
You know, and then
I don't want to go back and listen to some of the first episodes of Rainer on Leadership.
So we go back and listen to those, and we go, the guest was fine, but we need to re-record with them because we were not okay. We learned a lot. And so that's all part of it as well. So we'll go back and re-record with a couple of people, and then they'll show up and nobody will know the difference.
Most of our ideas, our best ideas for subject matter for podcast or five questions on, come out of we're at lunch, or like last night, Daniel and I were strolling through the airport and we're thinking about travel, or we thought about, oh, we should do one on performance reviews. Oh, we should do one on this. And that's where they hit, because if we sit down sometimes in a room with a whiteboard, we can have a couple of good ideas, but most of those things are going to pop up that people are going to find most interesting. Your most unique content is going to come out of life because that's why people listen to podcasts.
And the more you do it, the more you start seeing things through that lens. That's the one thing I've learned in the 5 or 6 years I've been working with people that are new bloggers. Because when I came to Lifeway 4 years ago to work with Dr. Rainer and Ed, you know, I was working with other people doing the same thing basically as a volunteer basis. But now, you know, I'm just full time. That's what I do. I work with social media and developing content and things for Dr. Rainer and for Ed Stetzer. But you start seeing everything through that lens, and you know, this will be a good topic, this will be a good point, this will be a good blog post or things like that. So I think you're right. You can sit in a room and jot down ideas and people on a whiteboard all day long, but it's the things that come up in conversation with Dr. Rainer that usually wind up being our biggest post, because we'll just be talking about something and go, oh, that'd be a good podcast or that'd be a good blog post.
Well, and I think that's something really good to point out is if you're a blogger or if you consume a lot of blogs and you're looking for good fodder, I mean, when we picked our title for a podcast, it was basically similar to what a good title for a blog would be. We said, hey, here's five leadership questions with this person, or five leadership questions on.
It gives a promise. It gives a framework. People know
what they're going to get every single time.
Yeah, and Rainer on Leadership is the same thing. They know the person, he's trustworthy, they know the topic, and after they listen for a while, there's usually a pretty consistent format to it as well. Mm-hmm. Let's jump into our fourth question, because we've talked about some of the more conceptual pieces. Let's talk mechanics of it a little bit. Not way down in the weeds, but just to give people some ideas of what they will need to have in place, and then kind of how much work it is, really. That's probably the question we're going here, is exactly how much work is it to start one of these things? So how do you host a podcast and how do you launch a podcast?
All right, there's a few main pieces of the cog, or a few main cogs in the machine here. One, you've got to have a place to host the file. You have to have audio files. You have to have somewhere online that you can host that. Mm-hmm. It doesn't need to be hosted necessarily on your website, because it'll eat your website resources up, especially if you start doing well and, you know, downloads start coming.
Yeah, so you'll have to buy all sorts of server space.
Yeah, if you've got the basic little, you know, GoDaddy hosting thing or whatever, or even Bluehost, if you've got just a little basic hosting package and you're putting your files on there, you're going to eat up your resources.
Especially because most of those are shared servers.
Exactly.
Which means that you start dropping big files on there and you have eaten up far more than you were sharing.
Well, yeah, your bandwidth is especially. Yeah. So every time somebody clicks on download or clicks to play it, to stream it off your website, you know, that's eating up bandwidth. So you need either there's a couple of different places, and these are things that you can Google and find out more about. But there's two main ones. You can use the Amazon S3 servers, or you can use Libsyn, which is libsyn.com, I think.
Yep.
But those are your two main areas that will host audio files, and they're relatively cheap. It's going to take you some money. Podcasting is not... it's not expensive, but it's also not free. But it doesn't take a whole lot of money.
I mean, which means it's very manageable for an organization to do.
Even a person. I mean, if you have, you know, we're talking Amazon S3, you're talking $15-$20 a month tops.
Yeah,
even right. Libsyn. I mean, it's just not that much money. But you also need a place on the web. You need a place to host it. You need a place for your website. You can't really, I mean, you can, but I wouldn't suggest it using like a free blogger or WordPress account. Get a self-hosted account. Be a man.
or a woman.
Whatever. And get a legit website. Do it right. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't have to look, you don't have to spend a ton of money on a website, but get a domain and get a website that's self-hosted. You're talking, $75 a year for hosting and a domain.
Best practices from when we started, we figured out, it's really good for us to have show notes. It's really good for us to put the 5 questions that we're asking in a blog format. It's really good for us to have to pull out the best quotes mm-hmm. from the podcast, because just like, I tweet through books all the time and pull out the good quotes. Those are the things that draw people, yeah. that draw people in.
The third big component is really just the equipment. You've got to have equipment, but you don't have to have expensive equipment, and you don't have to have a lot of equipment. I mean, we're sitting in here, we've got a mixer that's recording and 3 microphones, because there's 3 of us. Yeah. I run everything off of the podcast I run with Dr. Rainer. We've got the same kind of thing. We've got microphones. We've got a mixing board that records everything. But you could feasibly just use your computer with a USB microphone and an internet connection.
A decent USB mic. When I say decent, I mean just fine audio quality. Ranges from
the Yetis are
60,
pretty good.
Yeah, there's a Blue Snowball is about $60-$70, and a Blue Yeti, which is a nicer version of that, is about $130-$150. And those just
plug things that we use.
Yeah, so we use those when we do Skype interviews, mm-hmm. for example. And if you do it right, you can't really tell that it's a Skype interview unless the internet connection goes bad, because the audio quality is really good.
Yeah, and that's the thing. There's a little bit of investment on the front end just for that, but you've got free editing software. I use Audacity. I'm not sure what you guys use for your...
Use Jeremy Spencer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We have a media guy who helps us out.
Yeah, I do it all. I don't have to have people. I can handle my own stuff. But
just a few other little things, because these are the things that you will forget until you try to start uploading stuff. You need to have artwork.
Oh, so, yeah.
Because if you're going to plug in on iTunes, you need to have a thumbnail. And... don't use any copyrighted images, because you will get shot down so fast. Now, I haven't run across that, but I have friends who ran across that.
See, I didn't know that. I've never used copyrighted images.
If you design it yourself, it's not an issue. But if you grabbed, I know there was Major League Baseball, for example, cracked down on bloggers who were using team names, or not bloggers, podcasters who were using team names. So if you had the word Minnesota Twins in the subtitle of your podcast, Major League Baseball shuts you down until you edited that out, because those are copyrighted things. Now, granted, Major League Baseball is the most protective organization.
So they don't want podcasts about the Minnesota Twins?
I can't
blame them, but...
They don't want their videos on YouTube. They don't want podcasts using their names. They're so protective of their content that they're killing themselves.
Well, you also have
That's
to,
a different rant.
Yeah, you got a lawyer app on your music as well.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. That's another thing, yeah. There's plenty of free places out there to get music. Audio Jungle is where we get most of our music from.
Or you get unlimited rights and you spend $100 and so or less.
Some of them you can get, $8 or $10.
All of this will be in the show notes, so you'll be able to find it there. And then let's just talk briefly about launching the podcast. So this was getting it set up, but in terms of like spreading the word, how do you let people know about a podcast effectively?
Well, if you've already got an audience out there, you just tap into your current audience. I mean, that's one of them. If you don't have an audience, it's just like launching anything else. You got to have a place online for people to connect to it, and you've got to be present in social media. Enlist your friends. You talked about that earlier, Todd. Get people to listen to it and beg them for reviews out the gate, because one of the best ways to get up in the rankings at iTunes, we found this out recently, and we've talked about this offline, is rankings and reviews. I mean, ratings and reviews. That's what drives ratings.
That's what drives rankings on iTunes,
than downloads. So, which doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but it's whatever.
I think once you iTunes
reason,
world,
it's also the reason every single podcast Barnabas will end with, and please leave a rating or review.
Yeah, we've started doing that. You got to be intentional about that. And as well, whenever you're putting your script together and getting everything ready for your show, put that in the show notes. Put that in your script that you're going to ask people to give ratings. So you don't be ashamed. Podcasting and blogging, for that matter, is not a place for people to be overly humble.
Yes.
You've got to have some bit of a backbone. And
you
go
can
for
be
the
overly
ask.
Arrogant, and you can be overly pushy, but you But overly humble will kill you.
Yeah, because so, nobody's going to pay attention, right. And they're not going to really.
So please leave a rating and review.
And so just
go over to Rate Your Own Leadership right now on iTunes and give us a rating and review.
So a few quick practical tips, and this is how we had a strong launch a few months ago, was sending a personal request to connections that you have who have social media followings, and just even give them a sample tweet and just say, hey, we just launched this podcast. Will you tweet this once or twice? And they will, and it will have an impact.
Yep. You guys wound up on number one on iTunes.
Yep, we hit number one in the religion category for a few days. And we bounced back up to that area.
But we were up there. We were in the top 10 for 3 weeks. Yep. We were at number one off and on for 2 weeks. But, you know, the preachers, as you pointed out earlier, they're relentless and they drop content constantly. So it's hard to keep up.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other thing is don't be ashamed to share the podcast online multiple times. So if you drop a podcast and you tweet about it once, don't stop there. Tweet about it another time later that day and over the next couple of days leading up to your next one. Use different quotes, do different stuff, but just don't be afraid to push it.
Yeah, that's what we do with SBC this week. I mean, even throughout the week, we're tweeting stuff about the show, from the show, the different topics that we covered in the show. So if you're doing a weekly podcast, the entire week, drop stuff into Buffer or into Hootsuite and just let it tweet it out on its own throughout the week, just to kind of keep it in front of people's, because one tweet may not interest them.
Let's jump into our fifth question, and this is just we've talked about this briefly, is just one of the best ways to prepare to launch a podcast is to listen to lots of podcasts, figure out what you like, figure out what's good, who's doing a good job. So this is a fun one. Just what are some of your favorite podcasts? And this is all over the map, because I know how you've got varied tastes. I have varied tastes. Todd's crazy, so who knows what he's going to list.
Guns and Ammo Weekly.
That's right.
From Todd.
It's just a lot of house music.
EDM this month. But I really enjoy Rainer and Leadership. I know this sounds goofy, but
I love listening to myself. I learned
from hosting Rainer and Leadership. Mm-hmm. So I think that's one of the most helpful podcasts out there. As far as the entertainment, I enjoy a lot of NASCAR podcasts. I have varied taste, you mentioned. I'm into NASCAR and English Premier League soccer, which just are like oil and water in the sports world.
And it doesn't really as well.
It doesn't really match.
How you stay well rounded.
But I really enjoy the Dale Jr. Download and Marty and McGee. Those are kind of the ones I listen to on the NASCAR side. And then on the English Premier League side, I listen to a podcast for Arsenal called the Arsecast, which is kind of different, but it's a play.
Can we say that?
It's a play on the name there. Play on the name. I promise. And it's
an abbreviation.
It's what you would expect from an English Premier, like a fan type thing. So the language there is a little rough.
Are you a Men in Blazers fan?
Yes, and Men in Blazers. Love the Men in Blazers.
See, I'm not a soccer fan, but Men in Blazers is part of the Grantland Podcast Network, and Grantland puts out what's that?
They were.
Okay, they're not anymore, but they were for a while.
They went to NBC.
But they went big time. The Grantland Podcast Network puts out great stuff on pop culture and sports. Yeah. I especially love Jonah Carey's podcast on baseball, the Grantland NFL podcast, and then Zach Lowe's NBA podcast. So in terms of sports, those are great ones.
Men in Blazers is probably my favorite podcast. And if you listen to Rainer on Leadership enough, and if you listen to Men in Blazers, you'll hear me kind of use phrasing from the Men in Blazers in Rainer on Leadership.
This is interesting.
So, I mean, I sneak in some nuggets from here to from here, and from time to time. There's some Easter eggs in there for people that really pay attention.
Todd, you mentioned the NPR podcasts. Which ones particularly?
This American Life.
This American Life. Wait, don't tell me.
This American Life is not an NPR podcast, is it? It's just kind of out of EBC.
Well, I mean, most of NPR stuff is
broadcast as podcast.
They've taken a radio show and they've podcasted it. But the way they do their radio shows actually probably plays better as a podcast than as a radio show.
Yeah.
Like This American Life is a better podcast than a radio show because there's no breaks or interruptions and it's great storytelling, for example.
And I'll listen to StoryCorps every once in a while, but people that have already listened to this know that I'm one of the most eclectic random people on the planet, because I really do listen to house music and I really do listen to NPR and I really
like guns
build
and ammo.
Guns. So it's all interesting. Yeah. But I'll get ticked off at NPR every couple of months or so, and
every election season,
take a couple weeks hiatus from it, because I have a filter enough that I feel like I can listen to it and get the great stuff out of it. So I'm not trying to say anything politically one way or the other. I'm just saying
a couple others that I really enjoy. I listen to podcasts because it's one of the best ways to engage all sorts of different kinds of content. So I mentioned some sports ones earlier out of the Grantland Network. I'm a sports nerd. I love that stuff. But in terms of the creativity and writing side of things, I really like, there's one called Longform, where they just interview different authors who write long form pieces. And if you are
interested, that sounds riveting.
It is an acquired taste for people who are interested in a particular kind of thing. But we mentioned earlier that if you have a passion for something and you already have a voice in it, that's a way to start a podcast. It's also a good way to listen to podcasts.
It is, and that's I think you bring up a good point. If you're really passionate about something, and it can be as niche as you can possibly imagine, there's probably a podcast out there, but there's probably room for more
You've
got a unique take on that thing. Yeah. So, and that's one I blogged about this earlier in the year, but one of the reasons I think it's good to start a podcast instead of a blog is because I think you have a better chance of succeeding if you do well with a podcast, because you can really build up a following if you do the podcast well.
Right.
It's a lot easier to build a podcast because there's just not as many fish in the sea, so to speak, than it is with a blog.
It's easier for people to discover it when they're just scrolling through iTunes or whatever. Two others before we wrap up. These are interview podcasts, so just interesting people being interviewed by interesting people. Alec Baldwin hosts one called Here's the Thing, and you may not like Alec Baldwin as an actor.
Why not?
I don't know
why anybody would not like him.
But he is a fantastic interviewer, and he gets really interesting guests. And it's a smart podcast. It's not just sort of an Entertainment Weekly kind of thing. And then another one is called The Nerdist. They get a bit crass at time because it's a comedian, but he does a fantastic job of just sort of wide ranging conversations. And so those are really, really interesting to just learn about people's creative process, learn about how famous people got to be where they are, what sort of work ethic they have, just all these different pieces that are beyond sort of the tabloidy kinds of things. So I could talk favorite podcasts all day because I listen to 100 of them.
You must have a lot of commute time, Barnabas.
Commute time, airport time, plane time. I listen to them while I do chores. I mean, I'm always listening to a podcast if there's not something else I'm supposed to be focusing on. And sometimes if there is something I'm supposed to be focusing on.
More than one person tell me that they, I listen to you every week when I mow my yard. And I'm like, that's great. What are you going to do this fall?
I listen to podcasts while I'm on my yard.
Do you?
Yeah. So
just crank those headphones.
I do. And if I don't have any podcast, I'll flip on some internet radio show or something from London, which is weird. I listen to English talk radio.
Anglophile.
English sports talk radio.
English sports talk radio?
Yeah. It's weird, man. When they start talking about cricket, I get really confused.
Well, I think, speaking of confused, our listeners are probably confused why they're still hanging on to the end of this. So let's go ahead and wrap this thing up. Thanks so much to you, Jonathan, for joining us to talk podcasts.
Enjoyed it, man. Thanks.
Absolutely. Thanks so much to you, listeners, for taking a few minutes of your time. Hope this was helpful to you. As we mentioned earlier, please go on iTunes and leave a positive rating and review for us. That helps us. For Rainer on Leadership and for the Happy Rant podcast and any other podcast you like. You're doing them an immense favor.
Yes,
so thanks so much for listening, and tune in next time. Thank you for listening to the 5 Leadership Questions podcast. To learn more about how you can train leaders in your church, visit ministrygrid.com/howitworks and watch a short demo video. For participating, you will get a free 30-day trial for your entire church. Again, that's ministrygrid.com/howitworks.